What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
How would you describe Blake?
Blake is our single anonymous guy blogger. He is the one who is going to be able to be really honest about his life of being a single guy in Atlanta and dating and that sort of thing, because Blake is not actually his name. That is just going to be his pen name for coming on The Burt Show, so we can get some real honest, honest insight into the dating world.
Right? And Blake has been joining us for a few months now. We haven't talked to him in quite a while, so we can get some insight. You can read his blog. His blog still exists, at all the hitsq100.com. But Blake finds himself in an interesting situation now involving dating that could be potentially dangerous to manage.
Okay.
He's been set up with someone by somebody that he knows, and so he has to give, a good try to the person he was set up with, so the person he knows who set him up isn't offended.
Right.
By him, just completely rejecting.
Okay.
So, hey, Blake, how you been?
Doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Good.
How were your holidays?
They were fantastic. They were really cool. Got some time off from work and got to do a little traveling. So it was great.
And was the traveling solo or with any women?
Oh, no. Well, New Year's, we went to Hilton Head, and a friend of mine had rented out a cottage down there. And so I got to go down there with this new girl that's on the horizon. I guess we'll call her Diana. And it was a fun little 2 days in Hilton Head. It was great. It was a chance for us to kind of get away from the city for a little while and get to know each other a little better. So
tell us about Diana and how y'all met.
Okay, well, Diana is the long-term best friend of my sister-in-law.
Ooh, see.
And yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, and it's not like she's my best friend kind of best friend. It's like legitimate best friend.
Right.
So, they've known each other since they were kids. So she's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. And I'm using my sister-in-law. I feel almost bad about it because I don't think this girl would normally know what I'm saying.
She would love you.
She'd
normally go with you.
It'd be a lot of effort. There'd be a lot of effort put into it to make it happen. But it's, I don't know, you kind of doubt yourself when you're in a situation like this because you can't really work your normal, I guess, I don't know what to call it, game, that's kind of lame, but you can't really just do what normally works when you're worried about offending, family, really.
Right.
And then it would just be awkward because this girl's over all the time, and it would definitely be a bad situation, so...
So were you nervous about dating her in the first place because of that?
No, not really. I wasn't, the whole, looks thing or any of that, that doesn't really affect me or bother me. I have a really, close relationship with my brother, and we're a really tight family, and I just don't want to tick off the kind of the newlywed wife. They got married this year, and it's kind of, you can see that the family has definitely shifted, and the last thing I need to do is lose my ace in the hole. Because I don't know if she even really likes me that much. I think she's more trying to set me up with her friend just to give me a reason not be around their house all the time,
Okay. So, are you feeling like it's going good, or?
Oh, yeah, the relationship's going good. It's not really a relationship yet. But so far, it's been going great.
Mm-hmm.
Having a lot of fun, going out. She's really smart. We have similar backgrounds. I don't want to reveal too much, but we have similar backgrounds in schooling and travel and stuff. And no, it's really going well. The hardest thing so far has been trying not to be a prick, because that's normally kind of what I'll do in the first stages of dating, is kind of be a slight jerk, so that I don't know. It's just the kind of
intentionally.
Yeah, just kind of the give and take in the early stage of the game. You don't want them to think that you know, you're too head over heels for him or anything. But in this case, I kind of have to be a lot nicer than I'm used to being. But
is being nicer more natural, or have you been doing the player thing, act like a jerk for so long that becomes more natural?
Yes, I would say option B all the way. Yeah, because I think of myself as kind of a guy who will think about, like, you know, doing something romantic or doing something sweet or trying to remember things. But, you know, that fails 9 times out of 10, and the other route will get you, you know, someone to go home with you that night. We kind of have to go with the option that works, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of nice being able to have that freedom to just, you know, treat them the way, you know, treat a girl the way I think just I naturally would do it. But it is throwing me off my game a little bit. For sure. So,
are you making any like dating style resolutions for 2008? Like a different type of woman, or a different technique, or a different way to treat people?
Well, I tried out doing the good girl thing, doing the girl next door thing, and that kind of blew up in my face.
What do you mean doing the girl next door?
Explain that.
All right. Well, it had come down before. Okay, this is all before Diana, but it had come down to there were these two girls that I was seeing. One that I basically picked up at a bar, and then the other that I had kind of developed this kind of a relationship over a couple of weeks, actually a couple of months. And she was definitely the sweet girl, the girl with morals, the girl with values. Definitely the person that, you know, I would have been crazy to let slip away, but I ended up going with her, and then it was a whole explosion at Thanksgiving. I had to go and have Thanksgiving with her parents, and it was weird and creepy. And then she wanted me to commit, and not even commit hardcore, just to say that we were a couple, and that I wasn't going to go out looking for other women. And I kind of valued our relationship on me being 100% honest and saying, you know, I'm not looking for a serious relationship right now. I really like you, and we have a lot of fun, but I still want to go out, and I still want to, you know, just have fun. And I don't want to, I don't want to put a label on what we are.
And she wanted to label it after how many dates?
This was probably, we've been seeing each other probably for 2.5 months, 3 months.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a little more sense.
Mm-hmm. That's appropriate labeling time, right?
Yeah, it is.
For a girl, I think. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some expectation, I think, of having a definition, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I kind of decided, yeah, all right, well, you know, I'll go and have, I guess, Thanksgiving brunch with your parents. And yeah, that's a good label, right? That means we're serious and committed, and then just telephone conversations after that, because it was a complete catastrophe. Mm-hmm. But after that, the telephone conversations turned to more arguments, and yeah, so maybe I'm better off with the girls I pick up from the bar, and that's one of the reasons I'm a little freaked out about this Diana situation. Mm-hmm. Cause, I mean, if I screw up, if I make a wrong move, or if I offend someone, or go the wrong route, and it's just someone that I just casually met, mm-hmm. then I don't really care about that. But when you're dealing with someone who, you know, you have a little respect for, and you think of as a good person and a sweet girl, you can't get off the telephone after having a screaming match and say, you know, that B, I can't believe, you know, her, she's so wrong about this. You hang up the phone and you say, yeah, she's kind of right. I was kind of a jerk. And that's not fun.
Well, but you know what, Blake? I mean, one of the reasons that you're taking the time to write the blog and kind of give women insight into a guy's mind is because that is what a guy has in his mind. I mean, I think that, you know, we were just defending her stance, but mm-hmm. I think women need to understand that commitment for guys is a really hot topic and a really scary topic, right?
It really can be. I do know some guys out here that...
Any sort of commitment, even in naming or a label,
exactly.
is considered commitment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and actually, we've put the email address for people to write into me now, mm-hmm. and I've got a huge response to that. I've really been surprised, and a lot of the questions coming in are from girls in Atlanta that are saying, you know, my guy's he's not willing to commit. I mean, people that have been dating for a year, year and a half, the girl still feels like he's not ready to go into this relationship 100%. It's been a year. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're worried. They're like, is he cheating on me? Is he just not interested in me? Am I just someone he can sleep with on a Friday night or Saturday night? And you're right. It's a big step for a guy. Some guys can never really quite make it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Blake, you know what you should do is pick out some of the more interesting of those emails, people who have questions that you can address, and have like two or three of them ready to address. Email them to Tracy, and then we'll have you come back on the air, and we'll read lines from the emails and have you address those questions.
That would be great. That would be great.
Awesome. Cool. Well, Happy New Year, Blake.
Guys, Happy New Year, and when Bert gets back on my... He'll be feeling better, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Good luck with, what do we call her, Diana?
Diana.
Right?
Diana. We'll call her Diana.
Good luck with Diana. Good luck.
All right, maybe I won't screw it up.
Mr. commitment phobe. Good luck.
I know, right?
See
boy.
See you later, Brett Blake. You can go to allthehitsq100.com. You can see his blog postings, and you can also see his email address where you can email Blake and ask him your questions. And like we just said, he'll come on the air next couple weeks and address those questions that have been received at his blog.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluff Mobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.